I'm Deanne Penn at the United Nations in New York. Parties to the conflict in Yemen may be guilty of war crimes, and a confidential list of the perpetrators has been compiled. These are just some of the results that an independent fact-finding mission on Yemen announced on Tuesday in Geneva following the publishing of the panel's report. Daniel Johnson from UN News spoke to Charles Garraway from the group of eminent experts on Yemen, who explained in detail how the fact-finding mission surrounding this overlooked conflict with many different actors has been conducted in order to ensure impartiality and objectivity.
Under the law of armed conflict, international humanitarian law, when you are dealing with the conduct of hostilities, issues such as distinction, proportion, and precautions of attack are unusually dealt with from the point of view of the attacker. For example, when dealing with proportionality, it is the expected collateral damage set against the anticipated military advantage. Now, that depends on what the attacker expected and what the attacker anticipated. It is not an ex post facto decision. It is a decision taken at the time on the information reasonably available to the attacker.
And what information could you glean about the attackers in terms of strikes on marketplaces, in terms of strikes on civilian infrastructure, hospitals and buildings?
This is precisely the problem. The result will only take you so far, and in fact it may be misleading. Just because a target is hit, it doesn't necessarily mean that that was the target. Even so, if it looks as if it is a civilian object that has been attacked, you can only know whether it was a military objective by examining the information that is available to the attacker. For example, did they have reasonable grounds to believe that that particular building was housing weapons or being used as a leadership meeting point? We don't know that, and the result will not tell you that. It is only from looking at it from the point of view of the attacker that you can work out how the process operates. And the process operates really in three ways. You start by identifying a military objective. You then go on to do a proportionality analysis, deciding what is the expected collateral damage and what is the anticipated military advantage. Even if it is proportionate, you then have to go further and take precautions in attack in order to reduce the civilian casualties to the minimum, and if possible, avoid them altogether. The difficulty of that process is that it is, to a large degree, good faith. But unless you explore that process and see how it operates, you can't see why things appear to be going wrong on the ground.
So you haven't been able to explore that process. You've had no contact with the coalition forces involved in supporting the government in Yemen.
We have had contact. We visited Riyadh. We hoped to be able to talk through them with their targeting process. But unfortunately, all we could receive were comparatively general principles of how targeting is carried out.
Which, so it was frustrating in that sense.
It is frustrating. The results seem to indicate to us that however good the process is, it's not working.
And all the while, the people of Yemen, 22 million plus, are in dire need. That was clear from your report.
That is right. In fact, if you look at the number of casualties, the direct casualties, the major cause of direct casualties, is indeed the coalition airstrikes. But the people who are suffering in Yemen is a vast number beyond that. People are dying through lack of food, through health problems, and other things.